So, at the very beginning, we see octaves and chords. In a lot of playing by ear books, you'll see the circle symbol for octave and then the upside down V symbol for chords. That's just a typical terminology that's been used over the years to indicate an octave and a chord. And then the three eighth notes beamed together equals a broken chord. And then I've shown you the distance, the way it looks in music. If an octave is written in music, you can see the distance between the two notes that are hooked together with a stem. And then the way they look when it's three notes stacked together as a blocked chord. So those are some pictures that you'll see throughout this chapter just to indicate what I'm showing you how to play.